We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming into the program Jen McCaffrey, Red Sox beat writer for MassLive.com and the Springfield Republican. Jen, good afternoon.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing very well, thanks. You got to hang out in a meeting today, huh? The Boston Public Improvement Commission. How did that go?
Yeah, a little different than hanging on the ball field, but they were having a hearing today regarding, or an initial hearing regarding the name changing of Yawkey Way back to Jersey Street. So the Red Sox legal counsel presented their petition to make the name change, and then the committee sort of opened it up to the public to, you know, go for and against it. So since it's an initial hearing, there was no vote today, and there's going to be another meeting in 2 weeks on March 29th, and they'll kind of go from there. So there were a lot of heated discussions back and forth, nothing's happening as of right now. They're still kind of gathering information from the public, I guess.
And among the speakers, one of the heroes of the 67 Impossible Dream Red Sox, who spoke on behalf of his owner at the time, Tom Yawkey.
Yeah. Jim Lomberg was there. Resides in Scituate, Mass., so not too far away. Was there, kind of defending the Yawkey name. There were several other people that were kind of in favor of the name change. But Lomberg was probably one of the more, at least to Red Sox fans anyway, recognizable names.
On the ball field today, the Red Sox got to see David Price in action. How did that go?
Yeah, he looked great. Obviously, I'm up in Boston, but I was able to watch it on TV. He had four scoreless innings. I think he had 54 pitches, 34 strikes, five strikeouts. So he looked like he was in midseason form. So that's a good thing for them. Obviously, the team has sort of stretched these guys out a little bit in terms of their warming them up throughout the spring. A lot of the guys haven't, Price and Sale included in that, didn't start, make their first start until a few weeks into the season. Price was supposed to start last 5 days ago, but there was rain, so they kind of just made him do a minor league start. But it seems like that's paying off, kind of, at least in the early going, kind of pushing these guys back a little bit so they kind of save them from themselves. So we'll see how that plays out in the long run, but Price looks good today.
We're 2 weeks away from opening day. You've made your roster projections, and it looks like we could see a couple of minor league starting pitchers on that opening day roster.
Yeah, among the storylines here in camp is some of these guys that are just recovering from knee surgery, with Eduardo Rodriguez and Stephen Wright, and then obviously Drew Pomeranz with that forearm strain. So while some of the guys, in Price and Sale have looked good in the rotation, there's those guys that haven't even made a start yet. So I think the plan this week, Stephen Wright pitched two innings of live BP yesterday, I believe it was. And he could be in line for a start, Grapefruit League start this upcoming week. Same thing with Eduardo Rodriguez, I believe, threw two innings today in live batting practice. So neither of them have made a start, full start yet, but they're progressing towards that. So with that in mind, though, with only 2 weeks out, they'll definitely need a little bit more time. Cora has mentioned Brian Johnson, obviously, as being one of the candidates to fill in that spot. He's mentioned Hector Velasquez as well. So there's kind of a few moving parts here. In regards to the rotation, as things draw near.
We're talking with Jen McCaffrey here on Downtown. Alex Cora has said he'd like to have a utility guy along the lines of Marwin Gonzalez that he had in Houston, who can be out there like a full-time player. Blake Swihart, I see, is going to be playing third base this weekend for the first time. Will it come down to either Swihart or Brock Holt for that role, or is there a chance they both make the roster?
I don't see a way that Blake Swihart doesn't make this team. I think Swihart is almost a shoo-in at this point. Just the fact that he has no options left, and the great spring that he's been having, and the versatility that he's kind of been able to show between catching and left field and first base and now third base. I think that, you know, he's pretty much a lock at this point, unless something crazy, you know, happens in the next couple weeks. I think Brock is sort of more on the cusp, or a lot more on the cusp in terms of making the club. He does have one option left in his contract, you know, I think that he has a little bit more to prove. You know, last year obviously wasn't his fault, you know, the down season last year, the concussions and kind of the injuries that kept cropping up. So he has a little bit more to prove, I guess, this spring. But there's just a lot of other guys that can kind of fill this role here. You've got Devin Marrero, who's out of options. You've got a guy like Zhu Wei Lin, who Alex Cora has said a lot of promising things about or has been excited about. So you've kind of got a lot of guys in the mix here. You know, I think Brock still has an edge in that sense, but we'll see kind of where things play out over the next couple weeks.
Are there any needs that this team has, Jen, that they may have to wait and address later in the season?
At the moment, it's kind of hard to pinpoint anything just because there are so many moving parts, you know, with the rotation, with this infield depth, you know, the bullpen more or less is the only thing that's set. So it's kind of hard to tell right now what they might need because there's so much up in the air. You know, if one of these injuries, you know, if one of these pitchers, starting pitchers, doesn't come back the way that they are anticipating, then maybe there's a need there. But at the moment, you know, you shored up the offense with JD Martinez. You know, you've got the guys that you think you're going to be having in the rotation almost on their way back. And then you've got, you know, a pretty solid bullpen. So, you know, at the moment, there don't seem to be too many holes. But again, you know, that can change as one drop of the hat and one injury. So I guess we can readdress that in a couple months.
Jim, what was your reaction to the news of this experiment they're doing in minor league baseball this year in extra innings?
Yeah, it's pretty, you know, it's something that's kind of been floated here and there with starting a runner on second base. It was something that kind of was brought up, I think was last year, and became official obviously yesterday. It's pretty interesting to kind of see how this is going to play out in terms of, you know, is it going to, I don't know if it's going to make it that much more interesting. I think it's just kind of a weird rule to kind of put in place. I know they're obviously trying to make games faster, but it just seems a little strange. You know, like with anything, I guess you kind of get used to some things as they move along. You know, obviously the pitch clock is, you know, something that's been talked about and obviously is in play in the minors now, but that, you know, people kind of got used to that. But starting a runner on second just sort of seems like it's kind of just messing with the whole process. So I don't know. I'd have to see kind of an actual game or two to see how it plays out. But it'll definitely be interesting to follow along with that.
Yeah, if they ever go to ghost runners, then I'll know they've gone too far.
Exactly.
Jen McCaffrey covers the Red Sox for MassLive.com and the Springfield Republican. Jen, as always, great to talk with you. We look forward to catching up with you throughout the course of the coming season.
Great. Thanks so much, guys.
Jen McCaffrey here on Downtown, getting us started on a Thursday afternoon.